Right now. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Take Point 22. I am Michael Bejas, and I'll tell you what, we have some great stuff going on, and I'm very excited tonight. We're going to miss Karen tonight. She has the flu, so she is not going to be joining us tonight. However, I do have a wonderful guest, because I have not heard from my special guest, but I have Lee Cullen that's going to be with us tonight. But first, let me get through everything I have to you. If you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you can listen in, you could message us, you could text us, you could buy merchandise right off of our website. And we have a lot of great shows, from Bare Knuckles to Money and Change to Fishing in Florida to Slobberknocker, Offsides, My World, Live, Laugh, or whatever, Take Point 22 right now. We have Red Pill Reality Show, Spiritual Freedom Show, Circle of Q, The Brighter Life Show, and America's Funniest. Well, we have a lot going on here. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. And we broadcast live all over the world. So you'll be heard everywhere. If you can get online, you can hear us. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That song right there, and I've got to tell you, one of my favorite ones right now from Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. What a great way to start a show. Absolutely fantastic. We have Lee Cullen joining us tonight, as a matter of fact, and he should be on here any minute, so we're looking forward to him. But we have a lot that is going on. The holidays are coming around. So much good stuff, and I've got to make sure that we've got everything up. Yep, we do. We're good to go. but we're also, that song, just so that you know, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. And Lee should be joining us here in just a bit. I am going to see if I can add him on, but I believe he'll call in here in just a minute. So a lot of interesting stuff going on in the news today at the VA. So we just have a lot going on, and it's good for veterans. So today was an election day. Hopefully everyone went out and they voted, but if not, I believe it's done by now, but hopefully we can get this turned around. We've had a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be good for veterans. So I'm looking forward to it. But let's see if I can click this up here. Ah, there we go. The Office of Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. And we had some good news today. So according to the new data, it shows an 11% decline in veteran homelessness since 2020. It's the biggest drop in more than 5 years. Today, the Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness announced preliminary results of the 2022 point-in-time count showing an 11% decline in the veteran homelessness since early 2020. The last time a full count was conducted was the biggest drop in veteran homelessness in more than 5 years. So that came out on the 3rd, just so everybody knows. Whew. And there's so many different things, funding and everything else they're trying to do, you know. So the past week and the last week in October, part of the ongoing efforts to end veteran homelessness, the Department of Veteran Affairs published 3 grant opportunities for the fiscal year of 2024 that will help veterans who are experiencing or at risk of homelessness. So there's a lot of things that are going on. We know that there's a raise coming. How could that be affected by a change in Congress, a change in the Senate, and everything else? I don't think it's going to be affected that much. So we're going to see what happens. I just don't believe that it's going to get changed that month that much. It's long overdue for veterans to kind of get a bigger cost of living, should I say, coming up, you know, and bumping a little bit of our connected service. So we will see. And I believe that I know that. Lee, is that you?
Yes, sir. How are we doing?
We are doing fantastic. Lee, I am so honored that you could come on. Lee has done a lot of stuff, and I want you to know he's done a lot of things for veterans. So he has promoted a long time from music to try to curb and help with veteran suicide, to try to prevent it. So it is one of those things that we don't see too many people starting to do. Everyone has kind of gotten off a track and been all wrapped up in all this political nonsense and everything else. But we have good people out there like Lee, who has taken the time and everything else to do this. And we've used a few of his songs with his permission and absolutely just love them, and very inspiring and very talented musician. So Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you got started.
I don't know where to start, really. My day job, I'm an EMT, working towards getting my paramedic and whatnot. I enjoy helping people is kind of the main thing. I played music, I don't know, ever since I was 16 or 17. It's kind of been in my family all my life. But other than that, I just like helping people. I had a friend who, took his life due to some military-related things. And ever since then, it's kind of been my mission to kind of put stuff out there. I write music. I might as well write it for a purpose, right?
Absolutely. And I can't think of a better purpose than that. Have you ever, with me, I've lost a few friends and everything else to suicide and other tragedies along the way. I can't even imagine what it must be like being an EMT and seeing the things that you see. And do you experience a lot of that with veterans?
I'll be honest, I'm pretty fresh as an EMT, but I have a lot of family and friends that are veterans that go through this sort of thing. Thankfully, I haven't lost a whole lot of people due to it. I've just lost the one myself who was a veteran, lost a few other friends due to suicide, but they weren't necessarily veterans, but they also helped to curve me into this direction to just kind of help people and just let people know that there's people out there who care.
Yeah, that's important. What do you see the most on your calls? I mean, being new, what are you seeing the most of?
Most of it's just like basic traumas, car accidents and whatnot. Thankfully, I haven't seen a whole lot of death, but with anything there is that factor. So,
What made you become an EMT? I mean, what was your driving force behind that to do that? Because that's a tough job. I was a DT when I was in the military. So basically, we were corpsmen. We did a lot of cross training and everything else. But it's a tough gig. It's not an easy gig because you see a lot of different things. I had a good friend that is also a veteran that was temporary on a fire department. And he said he had to get off. He saw so much of drug use and everything else, and he just said it was the same thing every call, and Narcan and everything else, trying to get people off of drugs or veterans off of drugs and everything else. You getting a lot of that?
You do see a lot of that, sadly. Fortunately for me, in the area that I started into EMS, I didn't have to deal with a lot of that. Where I'm going into, there's a little bit more of that, and I'm sure I'll see more of that, again, unfortunately. But, all we can do is just come up to a scene and help in any way possible and do our best to do that. As far as what got me into EMS, my cousin many years ago became an EMT and was kind of my hero, I guess you'd say. Kind of looked up to him, and I never got into it. And then he had passed away, and I was like, man, I should really do something more with my life. And then I met a friend of mine who is also a veteran. He's actually a flight medic down in Texas. And he's like, dude, you should really do this because you're good at it, and I think you would be a great EMT. So I, at that point, decided that I wanted to become an EMT and then pursue into becoming a flight medic. So we've gotten our EMT and now working towards paramedic school, which starts in May. So we're kind of well on our way.
And you need that. Is that a prerequisite for flight and everything like that as far as that goes? So you'd be on what? I'm going to rescue chopper or whatever?
Yeah, it would be a flight chopper or, depending on the service, an airplane. I know he right now flies out of Texas, again, like I said, and he does a airplane, which they call a fixed wing, and then a rotor, which is a chopper. So I could do a little bit of each. Just depends on where I get stationed at. But it's required for me. I have to become a paramedic. Once I'm a paramedic, I do 3 years as a paramedic on the ground, and I have to take flight paramedic certification and then critical care patient certification. Once I've got those and my 3 years in, then I can apply to be a flight medic.
Wow. Now, you would just simply do it as the flight medic or whatever, and not pilot on top of that or anything else, just going after it.
Correct.
Okay. I gotcha. So, like, I know I've seen, you know, the rescue choppers and stuff go to car accidents and everything else, life flights, you know, to make sure that they could sustain or hopefully that increase the survivability. But I'm not sure. Fixed wing, what does that entail exactly? Because can't exactly land on a highway, and I know that, so I don't mean to sound ignorant, but what would they use that primarily for?
Transporting patients long distances to a better care facility or a facility set up to provide a specified care. So a ground unit would bring the patient to the airport where the fixed wing is located. They would load onto the fixed wing, and then a ground unit would meet them at the reciprocating airport.
Wow. That has to entail a lot. And you were doing a lot of this volunteer-wise, weren't you?
Yeah, I actually did 7.5 years as a volunteer firefighter, and then I did another 4 years while I was a firefighter as a volunteer ambulance driver. And that's kind of where I got my start into EMS. And, you know, the longer I worked in it, the more I liked what I was able to do for people. And then, again, my buddy that's down in Texas used to be my supervisor here in Iowa, and he was my inspiration to actually for lack of better words, get off my bum and actually do something about it instead of, you know.
So on this next one, at least you'll, you know, I don't know, you know, with volunteer or anything, do they set up a pay or is it just strictly you're volunteering and that's it?
So when I first started, it was considered a volunteer with compensation. You do a 12-hour shift and then you get X amount of dollars for that shift. If you didn't get any calls, you just got that set amount, which was pretty low, but, you know, I didn't do it for the money, and most everyone else didn't either. To be honest, most people just did it for something to do. I like helping people, and I want to be able to help in any way possible. That's also what's got me pursuing towards being a flight medic is that, you know, the people that require the assistance of a flight medic or a flight nurse are in pretty bad condition, and if I'm able to help somebody, then that's going to mean a lot to me that I was able to provide care to someone that really needed it.
That is a selfless act. Just admirable. I mean, absolutely incredible. so much goes into the training of these guys, and you're constantly training. Or, you know, I'm assuming like the military, we were constantly training. We were constantly doing something, constantly on the go, always keeping up to date, always having in service, always doing everything. And you're doing the same thing, aren't you?
Correct. There's continuing education all along the path. And to be honest, every call is training. You come across something that you've either forgotten or haven't come across before, and you're like, oh, we're going to learn new things today.
Yeah, sometimes the hard way, I'm sure.
Yes, unfortunately, the hard way is not great. Nobody wants to learn the hard way. Hopefully that hard way doesn't come at the expense of someone else, because, you know, again, we're trying to help people and don't want to have a bad outcome. We want to have the best possible outcome so that the patient has the best possible care.
Now, I know that, you know, anytime you're doing what you do and you have people's lives in your hands, mentally challenging, I'm very sure. I mean, I know dealing, and of course we hadn't had to directly deal with it in a long time, and I'm thankful for that. But always dealing with people that are, it's a tough road for them. It's tough to survive in today's world and everything else, and a lot of mental health and everything else going on. How is it that you're able to maintain that? Because for some of us, it's extremely difficult. And keeping your head up, and when you see so much tragedy or sadness and everything else, how are you able to cope with that? Is that where the music comes into play for you?
Yes. You know, music is definitely a good release for energy and emotions and whatnot. I've seen some things on the fire department and whatnot no one should have to see. But if you have a good background support, you know, people who are in your corner that you can talk to, you know, talk to anyone, talk to people in your, you know, whatever your unit, your team, your department, whatever you have, talk to those people, because nobody wants to see anybody going through a bad time, especially on their own.
Oh, absolutely. For me, it's church. I rely on Christ God a lot. I've come to do that, to try to find a calmness, because the medicines didn't work, and those were a constant failure. So I had to find a different alternative. Music has helped. Walking has helped extremely a lot, except I haven't been able to do that for a year. But that I found help with you, music, right? And you're dealing, I mean, it's not just with other service members or with people that like I dealt with. You're dealing with the public. So you're dealing with children and everything else that I couldn't even, I don't know if I could handle that. I know I couldn't. No way. I'd get way too emotional about it. How do you, you know, I just don't understand how you were able to see that, comprehend it, and then deal with it in a logical manner.
Well, there's no real good way to comprehend it. You know, you see a lot of bad things, and you do spend a lot of time asking yourself, you know, why this person, why that young, why that family, et cetera, et cetera. But honestly, nobody has that answer, with the exception of, you know, the man upstairs. And it's scary to come across some of these things, especially when you're the person who's supposed to be helping, and you're just like, oh Lord, where do I start? You know, again, having that person or those people in your background that you can go to. I know my wife, as far as things that happen on the job, I can't tell her particulars, but I can come to my wife and she can console me in every best way possible. And she's kind of my rock, you know, so she's been there for me through all of it. And she understands that, you know, what we do, as a unit and whatnot directly correlates to my job.
That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, that's, The support thing is a great thing. You know, I'm very lucky. I have a wonderful, wonderful girlfriend that does the same thing for me. So I know that's a big play that, you just don't know what you would do, you know? Does it bring you closer together? I mean, has it created any type of, you know, I know it has to bring you closer together. She has to be very understanding and everything else, but it's not bringing a wedge or anything in there too, you know? So I know that's got to be hard. Does that weigh a lot on your relationship?
You know, we haven't had anything that kind of put a wedge between us. Everything's pretty much just made us stronger. I'm fortunate enough that I have a wife who understands what I do is important. Not only to me, but those that I help and those that all of my teammates help. And she's just really good through all of this. So I can't complain.
Yeah. That's a good thing. So you plan on having this all wrapped up probably within about, I'm going to guess, 3 to 5 years?
And 5 years is my goal. I'm a flight medic. So I've got 7 months-ish before I start paramedic school. Once I start paramedic school, that's a year long. Once I'm a certified paramedic, I have to work 3 years as a ground medic before I can even apply. So in between all of that, I'm going to do my flight paramedic certification and my critical care patient certification. So that way I can have those under my belt when I go to apply, and then it's just apply, be hired, start working.
Wow, that's ambitious goals, and I'll tell you what, I'm so honored, and thank you for what you do, because that's incredible to me. So my next question to you, you mentioned God in there, you know, and of course I rely heavily on Christ God on just about everything anymore, because I just, otherwise I lose it. Same for you. I mean, is it, do you have a great spiritual relationship?
I'll be honest. My path has wandered quite a bit, in the past and up just leading up to this point. I would say it's probably not as great as some would like it to be, but I feel it's a good spot for me and him. So
that's okay. That works. But he's in your life, and that, I think, you know, it was very difficult for me, you know, going through those feelings, dealing with people that also had the same feelings and everything else. I'm sure they give you specific training on dealing with people that are going through mental health crisis, suicide thoughts, and everything else.
You know, they do give training on that. Some of it more so relates to just making sure that the person isn't thinking about harming themselves or harming anyone around them, so to speak. A lot of that stuff more so comes from the person and actually how they are towards other people. You know what I mean? Not necessarily, I'm at a loss for words how to explain it.
take your time.
Some people just aren't well at talking to other people, and some people can do it, some people can't.
It is hard, you know. Experience for me, I don't like to be around large crowds. I can handle church. I can handle like a Christian or spiritual rock concert, but I can't handle concerts like I used to in the past. I can't handle the people, because for whatever reason, people like me, I see that and we see the bad out there, and then I get hyper-focused on that. It's very difficult. I have to live a life of peace. It's pretty much peace and quiet now. Very minimal going out, only when really necessary. But it's the only way I can stay off of medication. So I can't imagine how you can do all this. I am just in awe of you and absolutely elated that you have shared a lot of this, because I know I don't have that ability anymore. I just don't have it. So I know it's got to be extremely difficult for you. But boy, the world is definitely blessed to have you serving us. So thank you for that. Definitely thank you for that. So let's get to the music part. So you said you've been doing the music since you were young. What drove you to that?
I'll be honest, boredom drove me to that. my cousin sitting around one summer and we're like, you know what? We should learn a guitar. My grandma plays and sings. My uncle plays and sings. My mom plays and sings. And I come from a big family. My grandma had 18 brothers and sisters. So the majority of that family also played music. And most of that music was gospel music. So I grew up on the gospel and grew up in a Pentecostal church. And, you know, just kind of went from there and started doing my thing.
That's fantastic. And you kind of play everything, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't go as far to say everything. I do dabble in a little bit of this and that. I think my instrument of choice right now would be the keyboard. But I play guitar, bass. I used to play the trombone. I used to play the cello. I've played a little bit of mandolin, but haven't really tried it. Well, I've tried a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not been great at everything. And I also play the drums.
I'd say that's pretty well-rounded. You know, I mean, to be able to...
I play enough.
To be able to play all those different instruments, I mean, which one is your absolute favorite?
My favorite, again, right now, is got to be the keyboard. The one I've played the longest would be the guitar, and then the second longest would be the drums. But my grandma started off showing me just some basic chords on the piano, and I started making music off of that and worked my way into learning some new chords and making music from that too.
And speaking of which, I know you have some music. You know, we've got probably around maybe 20 minutes left. Do you have anything you could play for us?
I don't know how well it would sound on the phone.
That you can use something that's pre-recorded, or you could do it. You have your own studio there, really, don't you?
I do. I actually just got it all set up. I'm actually looking at getting a new MIDI keyboard, because right now mine's 49 keys, and I'd like to get one that's a full piano. So, yeah, I'm always improving, always getting new things, and kind of just trying to make it what I want, so I can just do whatever I want.
I hear that. And what is your favorite music, just out of curiosity? I mean, I know you've heard, you heard a lot, but you, I know the music you've done for me and we've gotten to share has been absolutely wonderful. But what is your favorite genre?
I actually don't have a favorite genre. My music taste is so far out there that I can't really explain what genre I like. I like a little bit of everything. I've got songs on my playlist that are there because I like the guitar part in. I've got songs that I like the lyrics in. I've got songs that I just like the piano part or the way they sing the melody or the chorus or just the verse.
Well, why don't you show us a little something? I love hearing it anyway. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear it. And just be a couple minutes or a minute or two or whatever you want to do.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll get set up.
All right, I'll let you get set up. There we go. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Take Point 22 right here on the Trim Radio Network. And with us tonight is Lee Collum, and he has done so much for all of us. Think about it. I mean, he's an EMT. He was a volunteer firefighter. He's going to get his paramedic. He's going to get his flight, everything done from fixed and, you know, rotor so that he can save lives. And has very talented music and has inspired and just he leads with just he walks the earth with incredible mastery, helping people. And how wonderful and gracious to take your time and to do that and just serve other people. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So if you're just tuning in, he is setting up here just to kind of give you a taste of some music here. And we're going to let him get set up for a minute or two. There is a lot going on out there. 988, don't forget that, guys. That is the suicide hotline. And if you're struggling out there, you can always message the page. Take Point 22. We'll get back to you real quick. We respond really well. And try to get you some help, get you a good way to go. But please, your life is so very, very important. And this world needs you, believe it or not. We need the good people. And please just don't. You have no idea the damage and everything else that you'll leave behind. So please. Please reach out. Make sure that you take that action. Even if you reach out to us, we'll take point from there and try to help you out and guide you into a different direction. So we get the struggles. We all understand it very well, and we've all been through it. So make sure that you do that. Like I said, a lot of different things coming up, which are positives for the VA and for the veterans. And let's just hope. Being election day, let's just hope things go well. Whew. We'll see what the outcome is. We'll know it shortly. Lee, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. I'm just setting everything up and seeing what's going on with my outputs.
Now, he's doing this off of the phone, guys, so you know what? The music he sent me is just is absolutely fantastic, but you have to hear his voice. He's one of the very few people that has one of these wonderful voices that I just like. It's just really fantastic. Okay, Lee, anytime you're ready, I'm ready.
All right, I'm just getting some last minute things going here.
Thank you again for joining us. I appreciate it. Very grateful and very honored. One of the many.
Okay. I'm going to come over here, Brennan. My kid's going to help me here.
Oh, even better. Shoo.
Let's make sure. Can you hear the piano okay? Did you hear that?
I sure did.
Can you hear my voice?
We can hear your voice.
I'm probably going to mess up because I haven't played in a while.
Wow. That is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yep, that is awesome. And where can people, where do you put your music so people can listen to it? Because this doesn't do it justice the way I know it does, and you want to hear great music, I'll tell you what. You have to listen to him where he does it in the studio, other than right here. He's doing it off of his phone. I'm sure his child was holding the phone, so makes it a little tougher for him, but absolutely wonderful music. Totally honored. And what's the name of that song?
That one's called Lonely Road.
Lonely Road.
I don't know. A year or two ago. I haven't recorded that one yet. I just kind of been playing with it for the last couple years, getting it kind of how I want it.
But you have a whole bunch of other music as well.
I do have a few. I don't have all of my stuff out there yet. I have some that are very poorly mixed that got rushed into being put on Spotify. My PTSD one is one of those that got rushed to be put on there, and I regret that, and I'm not sure how to take that off of there, but eventually I'm going to re-record that and make it better, but I'm and still
that's
in
on
the
Spotify.
Works of getting my studio where I want it.
Let's see. Is that what is that under? Lee?
It's just my name, Lee Collum. I'll put a quick disclaimer out there, though. There's like three songs, I think, on Spotify, and none of them sound great.
Well, I'll tell you, we have one. Which one is your favorite one? You have Better Days, I Know, That's Okay, and My Everything.
My Everything is one that's on there and poorly recorded, but I don't know about those other ones. Hang on a second.
Let's see. And he should be right back in just a minute. Well, let's see. He's got My Everything on here. Let's give this a play. It's Lee Collum. That's My Everything, and that's on Spotify for all of you. And I'll tell you what, that is fantastic. And he says he doesn't like it that much, but that's a good one. What else you have on there, Lee?
There's another one called Love You Again. That one's pretty good. That one shows off my little falsetto a little bit. But
all right, let's.
Yeah, I thought I had my PTSD one on there, but I cannot find
Love You Again. All right, let's put that one on. Let people listen to it. If you come on over to Spotify, folks, you can find him on there. Lee Collum, he's on there. Let's listen to this one. And this is called Love You Again. Wow. Absolutely fantastic. If you guys want to listen to that, and all you have to do is go on over to Spotify, look up Lee Collum, because I'm going to tell you what talent and what an asset to this community and just to everyone in the world to have people like him out there protecting us, watching over us, caring for us, and giving such a love is just absolutely incredible. And Lee, that's fantastic. I mean, that is absolutely fantastic. And whew, I'll tell you what, it sure makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. What talent? And you had a new one that you did, as a matter of fact, that we played.
Yeah. Which one was it? Was it the one for suicide awareness?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. That one I wrote, a year ago, something like that. And I just now got around to recording it, and it's still not perfect where I want it, and that's why it's not out there completely yet. But I've done a little bit to it to get it to the point where I'm comfortable with people hearing the raw version, I guess you'd say.
I absolutely thought it was fantastic. So what a blessing it was. And we played it on Take Point 22, as a matter of fact, one time before. And I was so grateful. And thank you for letting us do that. You know, I am so honored that you let us do that. You know, hopefully we're doing right by the veterans, and that's the best that I can hope for. And always at least making ourselves available to them. And to anybody else, for that matter, that if you need help, please reach out. You know, all you have to do is reach out, take that action. We'll take point from there. But I can't thank you enough, Lee, for joining us tonight. We got a couple minutes left. And what a wonderful experience. You know, I'm blessed to have run across you in this world. I just can't tell you. I'm so thankful. God works in mysterious ways.
That he does.
So thank you again. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for everything that you do. And I hope that you do come back, you know, and join us again. Absolutely. I hope that you do. And you have any final thoughts?
Well, maybe one of these days, you can kind of guide me how to get my setup on with yours so I can play something live in that factor instead of through the phone.
Absolutely. I would be honored. Absolutely. That's something I would be honored to do, because, like I said, that was absolutely beautiful work. And I love listening to it all the time. Very inspirational. It just blends in perfect. I'll tell you, it's you hear a lot of different things with music. And for me, you know, the older I get, and of course you're young, see, and I'm older. So the older I get, the more I like peaceful, calm, and everything else. It's really fun. Funny how my interest in music has changed so dramatically. And you have this big, wide array of different types of music that you like. Mine has shifted into one direction, kind of. So I absolutely enjoy your music, and thank you again.
I don't know if you can hear this or not, but this is just some random chords that I like. I like pretty music. Again, I'm not sure how to classify that as a genre, but
I think
pretty music is what I like.
Yeah,
pretty music and pretty chords. So I just I'm actually writing a song right now that that has those chords, and it's just a super simple part. It's just
I like that.
It's real soft, real simple, but
when you get that one finished, please share it. Absolutely share it.
Oh, we'll do.
I hope that you put more up on Spotify. I really do. I think that the listeners would enjoy it, and people would come to enjoy your music, leave some comments for them, give them some likes and everything else. And don't forget, Veterans Day is coming up here real soon. So, you know, thank a vet. Make sure everyone out there takes the time to do that. This country, a lot of the people, active duty, past active duty, veterans, everybody has given a lot to try to make this country as good as it is. And you know what? Like I said, the voting went today. We'll see how everything goes. But hopefully we can get back on track and really bring this country to where it was, number one. And there's a reason why. So we got people out there like Lee.
Absolutely.
So I can't thank you enough, and thank you for joining us tonight, Lee. Come back. Please come back again.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was my honor. Are you kidding? It was my honor. I was in the middle of putting a I haven't built a computer in like 20 years, and I built this computer, and I was having a few glitches, you know, because everything is so new today. But we have it up and running, and I was happy, and I was like, oh, thank God. So God is definitely good and has blessed us. I'm going to pray to him that he watches over your journey. He protects you and blesses you always. And I know he's watching, and he's very proud of you. And I, you know, for what you do for everybody, selfless. And thank you. Thank you again for joining us. And listen, folks, Lee, if you want a copy of this or whatever, it's right off of Take Point 22. You can go to the webpage. Your friends can go to the webpage. You can find it there. It's restreamed. We do that every couple of days, so people get to hear it a couple of times off Trim Radio Network. Thank you again. And we're going to get out of here tonight. And Lee, I'm going to say goodnight to you. What an honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And folks, we're going to get out of here. Let's pick a little bit of music. And I'm going to go to, I have some soft stuff that I really like. What was that word you used, Lee? Pretty stuff, right?
Pretty music. That's right. Pretty music.
Yeah. And I think I've got a perfect song for that because I'll tell you what. Here we go. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here with the little Peter Gabriel. I always like Peter Gabriel. So let's get out of here. Don't give up. Veterans, this is for you guys, okay? God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Born on the lakeside as day.